And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sid. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble. Say, when you were a youngster, did you ever spend any time away from home? You know, kind of missing all the good food that Mother used to fix? And then one day a package would come, a big package from home. And even before you ripped it open, you knew it would be jammed full of all your favorite things to eat. Strawberry preserves, homemade candy, and a great big layer cake. Yep. Oh, so carefully wrapped. Of course, the frosting usually came off on the wax paper, but still nothing else ever tasted quite so good. And yet, good as those cakes were, they couldn't hold a candle to the cakes you can make with new Sure-Mix Crisco today. Because something amazing has happened to Crisco. New Sure-Mix Crisco is now made under a patented discovery that can make your cakes higher, lighter, and tenderer than any you've ever made before. Now, Crisco is the only household shortening that can make you this amazing promise. And you'll understand why when you first put Crisco into your mixing bowl. Because one look at that satin-smooth Crisco cake batter and you'll know you're going to have the best eating cake you've ever made. And here's another promise. This creamy new Crisco batter is the only cake batter you can feel sure will never separate or curdle. And you know what that means to cakes. Why, we made hundreds of baking tests with many different shortenings. And they proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that these smoother, Sure-Mix Crisco batters can give you higher and lighter cakes than you can make with any other household shortening we know of. And that's not all. They'll be tenderer and better eating cakes than you've ever made before. So, don't miss out on all this good eating. Get an economical 3-pound can of Crisco today and bake a Sure-Mix Crisco cake for supper. Mark my words, it'll be the best eating cake you've ever made. Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is seated at the library table playing solitaire. And Sade is at the telephone talking animatedly. Listen.
Yes. Oh, forget it, Miss Skimple. I told Harold I'd give him candy and I have to make good on my promise. Didn't go to any expense at all. One of the kitchenware traveling men down at the plant won 2 buckets of hard candies as a prize somewhere and given to Mr. Gook to give to Rush. Well, lands, Rush can't eat 2 big buckets of candy, so I immediately thought of little Harold. I promised him several times he was going to get something nice from me. So you tell him it's on the way. Oh, not at all, Miss Gimple. Only too glad. You bet. Surely. All right, Miss Skimple. Goodbye. She's nice.
Have I ever met her?
Sure.
Where?
Oh, you met her several times. Mm. Are you about ready to leave, Willie? We got a boy that's going calling on a young lady this evening.
That's what I understand. Hello, Romeo.
Hi.
Your necktie's all squeegeed around crooked.
Oh. It's a shake a leg tonight, Dr. Sleech. I abound with vitality and gay spirits. Think Fred and Ruthie'd warm up to a game of 500?
Fred's working overtime at the foundry.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. I'll stroll down to the Bijo.
Oh, that fat-headed Gloria Golden's on, ain't she?
Pitcher's supposed to be very good. Sad sort of a business, I guess. Miss Harris told me this morning her roomer Mr. Sludge come home last night crying. He was so affected by it.
Well, that slob will cry at the drop of a hat.
Funny, ain't it? The fellas we know that cry a lot.
I cry myself sometimes. I cried this morning. Had a knot in my shoestring. It wouldn't come loose, and it wouldn't come loose. I was so vexed and upset, I burst into tears. You giant old shoestring, you! I sobbed.
You joke, but Mr. Sludge does that kind of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Rush, aren't you going?
Thought I'd sit here and rest a minute.
You're tired.
No, but I sure ain't in any hurry to get over on West Jefferson Street.
That's a gallant speech for a true lover to make.
Mm.
Your sweetheart would no doubt clutch at your heart and swoon if she heard your callous speech.
I made a horrible mistake letting myself in for this junk.
What junk?
Oh, going over to see Annabelle Hemstreet.
Why?
My friends all know about it, and they're going to make my life miserable.
Why?
They claim I got a girl.
Oh, my.
Everybody will josh me and make fun of me till I can't stand up.
Oh, fiddle.
In my circle of acquaintances, we don't have girls.
Smelly Clark's got a girl, hasn't he?
Well, Smelly's the exception. By George, you don't see Bluetooth Johnson with a girl.
Well, I doubt if any girl would have Bluetooth. He generally needs a handkerchief, and he's so smart, Alecky, and show-offy, a person wants to take him across their knees.
Telephone is ringing.
Maybe Fred don't have to put in overtime after all. See who it is, will you, sir?
Mm. Like me, Sucker may be cooking up an indoor horseshoe tournament.
No, sir, you're going to spend the evening with me.
Hello? Yes. Hello, Leland. Huh? Look, fella, if that's what you called up about... Okay, wise guy. Okay. And now I suggest we hang up. I'm very busy right now and can't be bothered with every dimwit that wants... Huh? Oh, they are, huh? Well, for my money, they can sit there till Christmas. Sorry, chum, but I'm hanging up now. Goodbye. Darn the doggone luck.
What was all that?
Everybody's climbing on me hot and heavy.
About having a girl?
Yeah. That was Leland Richards. Says all the guys are sitting up at the corner on the curb and waiting to see me head for my sweetheart's house. All set to hand me the raspberry, see?
Oh, they're not so cute. I'd get myself a new set of friends if I was you.
Oh, you can't blame the guys. It's human nature to point the finger of scorn at an individual that goes calling on girls.
It's new human nature to me.
Are you leaving, Astro?
Just going to the window and see who's at the corner. Mm. Yeah, they're all there, sitting on the curb in a row.
Waiting for you to come out, huh?
Yeah. I'll have to walk past them and they'll hoot and holler and choke and scream till who hung the cat.
Fine bunch of pals.
Whole crowd's on deck. Rainy Call, Rooster Davis, Leroy Snow, Milton Welch, Willis Rohrbach, and even nicer Scott.
Well, I just wouldn't chum around
with
kids.
Oh, you can't blame them. Human nature is human nature the world over.
Got a pencil, Sadie? I want to write that on my cuff. It's a sweet sentiment to whisper over to yourself before you go to sleep at night.
The thing that makes me tough, I'm innocent. I got no doggone girl. Annabelle Hemstreet could go jump in the Pacific Ocean and I wouldn't flicker an eyelash.
Why did you request the ecstasy of her society this evening, then?
I didn't. She requested the ecstasy of my society.
Oh, really?
Come up to me this morning between second and third hour classes when I was having a drink at the water fountain. Rush, she says, Miss Monroe's having an algebra quiz tomorrow. I know what I says. I can't get them equations straight to save my life, she says. And you got them down cold. Will you come over to my house after supper and help me? Well, what the heck. I don't mind doing a party a favor. Okay, Annabelle, I says. Fine, she says. I'll expect you around 6:45.
It's almost that now.
I don't care if it's 8:45.
Well, how did the boys find out about you and your engagement?
The son of a gun told them.
Who?
Annabelle. She told Leland Richards about it, and Leland jumped 9 feet in the air and spread the news like wildfire. My life's been miserable all day long.
Well, look, sonny, you better run along. You'll be late as it is.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, here I go. To run the gauntlet of catcalls and derisive laughter.
May your head be bloody but unbowed.
I'll say. Well, people, I'll see
you
around.
Oh, wait, Willie, you got to run a little errand.
And I better scoot along?
Well, it's right on your way. Miss Skimple's there on West Monroe.
Hmm.
I promised little Harold I'd give him candy, and one of them buckets Gub brought home this
afternoon.
Hey! What's the matter?
You don't mean you want me to carry one of them buckets up the street?
You won't be going a single step out of your road.
No.
No what?
They'll think I'm taking it to Annabelle.
Who'll think you're taking what?
The guys. The guys up at the corner. If I come out of this house and walk up past Kelsey Street carrying a bucket of candy, they'll think it's for Annabelle.
Oh, fiddle them guys.
My life won't be worth living.
You heard lies.
Mom, all day long I've been trying to convince them I'm calling on Annabelle Hemstreet tonight because she asked me to study algebra with her. Some of them are more than half convinced. But if I walk toward her house with a big bucket of candy, they'll figure I've been lying.
Well, they can figure whatever they want to figure. You kids are welcome to enjoy your crazy didos as long as they don't interfere with important stuff. And this is important stuff. I told Miss Skimple you'd be over in the next half hour with a bucket of candy. Little Harold's waiting for it. And you're going right past their house, so there's nothing
Mom,
in the world.
I can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
I can't. I can't walk past that crowd of fellas carrying a bucket of candy. My life...
Telephone, you should get. Telephone,
you
should
get. You better scoot, mister.
I tell you, my life won't be worth living. I'll have
Let's
to go
have
in.
Let's have it quiet, please. Hello? Oh, yes. How are you, Miss Trogle? Oh, fine as silk. Sitting here with our teeth in our mouth is all. Why, I think we'd love to. Just a second. Troggles are asking us over to play cards.
Fine.
Mom, I...
Hi there. Victor says wonderful. Sure. How soon? Why, right away. Sure, we'll hop right along. We'll be there before you can say Jack Robinson. All right, Mr. Ogle. Put on your hat.
Immediately, Dr. Sleech.
Come on, Rush. Grab that bucket of candy and we'll scoot.
We're not going together.
Well, sure. What's the matter? Mr. Ogle lives in the West
Side. We're going together?
What's eating you, Rush?
I can't.
Can't what?
Walk out of this house and go up the street and pass my crowd of friends in the society of my parents.
Why?
They'll think my parents are going with me to Annabelle Hemstreet's house.
Come on.
They'll think I'm taking a bucket of candy to Annabelle Hemstreet, and they'll think my father and mother are going with me.
Take this boy by the arm, Vic.
Let's go, Uncle Pete.
My life. My life.
Oh, what's the matter with your life?
It won't be worth living. It won't be worth living.
Come on, fellas.
Which concludes another brief interlude of the small house halfway up on the next block. And there we leave Frisco's Vic and Sade till the next time. Say, what do you do with cold boiled potatoes? You know, at our house, we chop them up fine with corned beef, add seasoning, a little milk, and make patty cakes. When they're floured and fried crisp and golden, and you sure mix Frisco, believe me, you've got something. You see, no shortening we know of comes to you fresher or purer than all vegetable Crisco. This means that foods fried the fresh Crisco way are really delicious because they keep their natural fresh flavor and will be as digestible as if baked. Say, here's something else I want you to know about new Sure Mix Crisco. Sure Mix Crisco is the only household shortening we know of that can offer you these three wonderful new cake-making advantages. That's right. Our baking tests show that cakes made with new Sure Mix Crisco are higher, lighter, tenderer cakes than cakes made with any other shortening, and better eating, too. So, change to new Sure Mix Crisco today. It's the only shortening you need for all your baking and frying. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is James Fleming speaking.